Let's spend these last minutes, I mean, it's already beyond Shkiah, but last stretched out minutes of Chanukah. What could be better than to hear words from the Kedushat Levi? Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchov, Zechuto Tegen Alenu. He says there are two pieces here among his many Chidushim on Chanukah that speak out this point. We'll say one of them. If we have more time, we'll say the other. We just read Masarta Giborim Biyad Halashim, it says in the Ala Nisim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over Giborim, the strong ones, the powerful ones, the mighty ones, in the hand of the Halashim, the weak ones. Who's the weak ones? It's referring to the Chashmonaim, the Yad Halashim, yeah? So Rab Levi Yitzchak is asking a question. L'chaura, halo hayu Giborim Dolim Chashmonai Uvanav. Kanizkar b'sefer Yosifun, he says. Chashmonaim, they were Halashim? Mazeh Masarta Giborim Biyad Halashim? They were powerful. They were mighty. Masta Meret, Halashim. How do you call them Halashim? That's the question that he's asking. Listen to the Pirush that the Kedushat Levi is going to say. We understand the Pshat means relatively speaking. We understand that. But still, you call the Chashmonaim, one blow from a Maccabi, he's not Halash. What's the word? Maybe he's balash. What do you say? So says the Kedushat Levi like this. Ela hakavana dehayu kol kach tzadikim shelo talu nitzchonam mechamat gevuratam rak me'et Hashem hayeta zot. This is what it means by the word chalashim. They were such tzadikim, they did not attribute their nitzachon, their victory, because of their prowess, because of their power. They knew that it was exclusively the Borei Olam. Me'et Hashem ha'et hazot. Hini flat menem. Zehu ma'amaram chalashim. Shehayu chalashim bedaatam. In their mind, they looked at themselves as, what are we? That's what it means, chalashim. Sheyadu'u shemechamatam lo yinatzchu. They knew with a clear emunah, if it's just us, what are we? We're not worthy to win. Rak mechamat ezer Hashem. It's only because of the aid of Hashem. So that's the pirush of chalashim lefi the kedushat Levi. He continues and he says, "Hine bechol ha-geulot, in all the geulot in our history, the redemptions in our history, lo hayta peulat Yisrael. More or less, if you look at it, it wasn't that Yisrael did anything. Rak haKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo nitzeach v'ichniya haklipot b'li peulat Yisrael. Let's take, for example, Yetziat Mitzrayim. What did we do? We didn't do anything. It was Hashem and only Hashem. Ani velo malach, ani velo shaliach. V'gam gabe haman, by the geula of Purim, ikar hanes haya rak al yedei Elokim. It was only Hashem. I mean, the whole Vina Hafochu didn't make sense. As much as you want to explain it away, in a way of Teva, right? Aval Adayin, we look back, what did we do? We were so vulnerable, and Hashem all of a sudden turned everything upside down. Omnam, it's different when it comes B'geulat Chashmonai Uvanav, by the Geula of the Chashmonaim, Hayta Peula Mi'Yisrael, there was some kind of Peula from Yisrael. Asu Milchama, after all, they went out to fight. They went out to battle. Ubedavar she'adam oseh peula, he says. Now, in something that a person does, his own act, hu nisayon gadol leha'amin shelo po'al yado garam. It's a big nisayon, it's a test. Are you still going to believe? It's not what you did that brought about the Yeshua. Rak meito baruch hu, only from him, ozer ha'amiti, the real and truest helper. Laze tzrichim ha-histaklut be-borei baruch hu. So now, watch, he's going a little bit deeper now. He says, in order to understand that, in order to believe that it's only Hashem, we need histaklut ba-borei yitbarach. We need to focus on Hashem. We need to look only at Hashem. She-mehamat histaklutam be-adon ha-kol, ro'e she-akol hu me-ito. When a person is mitbonen, when a person thinks and looks only at Hashem, he will begin to realize, and that's what the Chashmonaim did, that it's only Him. She'al yedei ken zacha lehanesa, when that's what can bring about the nes. Histaklut ba-borei yitbarach. So he says, "Umadlikim nerot Chanukah." That's the secret of lighting the nerot of Chanukah. Ner hu or, a candle is light. Remez histaklut, or is the shorish of the word lirot. Lirot is leistakel, to look. With a candle, we are able to look. Shemehamat histaklutam babore yadu ki Hashem hu nitzeach kravim. It was because of the vision, the clear vision that the Chashmonaim had, that they saw only Borei Yitbarach. It's not us. We're Chalashim. What are we? It's only Him. That clear vision, that histaklut, that's what brought about the Nitzachon, and that is the secret of lighting the candles. The candles is about looking. That's why we have to look. Ela lirotam bilvat. What is it, lirotam? Looking at candles. Ma anachnu osim? What are we looking at candles for? We're looking at Hashem, Rabotai. We're being mitbonen to see. It's Hashem. It's Hashem. It's only Him. Upazemet Torat kushiyat ture zahav beruach haim. This answers the kushiyah of the Taz, famous question. Lama en osim zecher lehatzalat nefashot? Why do it looks as if we don't make a zecher for the fact that we were saved. We light the candles, lezecher lenes Hashemin. Okay? But where? What act do we do to remember the fact that we were saved? Why don't we make... Yeah, we say Al HaNisim, but we don't do anything to commemorate that. Says the Kedushat Levi, Lefi Anal Metoratz, but according to what we just said, yes, we do. That's the Nerot Chanukah. The Nerot Chanukah, the lighting of the Nerot Chanukah, which is Lirotam Bilvad, which is the Istaklut, that commemorates the fact that we were saved, the defeat of the Yevanim at the hands of the Chashmonaim, because it was only Bizchut, their Istaklut, their Itbonenut, they're looking at Hashem. If I may add to this, what the Mishnah says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, remember, about Moshe Rabbeinu lifting his hands by Milchemet Amalek. V'chi yedei Moshe osot milchama. What is it? The hands of Moshe that does war? Osot o shovrot milchama. They do or they break war? The Mishnah asks, what is this? V'haya kasher yarim Moshe Yado v'gavar Yisrael, v'chasher Yaniach v'gavar Amalek. What's the secret? So what does the Mishnah answer? The Mishnah says, no, it's not the hands of Moshe, but the hands of Moshe was a signal for everyone to what? To look upwards. Bizman shemistaklim klape mala, the Mishnah says, the Lashon of the Mishnah, mistaklim klape mala. What does that mean, mistaklim klape mala? So v'pashtut, you learn the Mishnah, it means when they would pray to Hashem, they would be menatzeah. But mistaklim klape mala means when they would do the histaklut, when they would look at Hashem and know that it's only You. It's en od milevado. What are we? We are chalashim. Everyone is chalash. Nobody has the power without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then they would be notzeach. Then they would be victorious. Shal yedei histaklut shemerumaz baner yadu shiyad Elokim asta zot lehatzil nafsham velo azar lahem gevuratam. So that's one chidush. And in addition to this, he writes previously, similar, he explains, interesting, the words that we say in Modim Anachnu Lach every day. We say the words, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, Ve'al Nifloatecha Ve'tobotecha Shebechol Et. Notice the word Imanu. Ve'al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. Be'pashtut, the pshat, what does it mean? The miracles that you perform, Imanu, with us. That you do for, the with us means that you do for us. That's the pshat. But the Kedushat Levi says, Imanu means with us. Meaning, there are miracles that Hashem does for us, with us. What does that mean, with us? With our cooperation. In other words, we do something also, just like the Chashmonaim, they also went out to battle, and Hashem makes a miracle with our help, as if. Okay? Imanu. Ve'al nisecha shebechol yom, Imanu. Ve'al nifleotecha ve'tovotecha shebechol et. He says, notice, it doesn't say Imanu there. Nisecha ve'nifleotecha shebechol et. Your miracles at all times. That's referring to the miracles that Hashem does without any kind of itaruta deletata. Without any kind of involvement from anyone down below. Anisecha shebechol yom Imanu. That's the miracles that Hashem does as if with our involvement. So he says, so he mentions that, like for example, the miracles Yitzhiya Mitzrayim, that was Nisecha v'nifleotecha, without Imanu. He did it all on his own. Mashenken Chanukah, the miracle was done with our involvement, with the Chashmonaim. So he says, לכן אנו אומרים בחנוכה ויהי נועם. That's why in Chanukah we say, with the Yoshev Besed, ויהי נועם, השם אלוקנו עלינו, מעשה ידינו כוננה עלינו, ומעשה ידינו כוננהו. What does that mean? מעשה ידינו כוננה עלינו. Hashem, please help make it that our מעשה ידיים, that we are helping out in the miracle, should bring about, you know, the bracha. מעשה ידינו כוננה עלינו. And הקדוש ברוך הוא, he brings about the bracha through our מעשים as well. אמנם השם יתברך, מעשה ידינו כוננה עלינו, שהקדוש ברוך הוא הצליח לנו מעשה ידינו להתגבר במלחמה. That's when the test is, are you going to have the clear הסתכלות to know with all the motions that you went through as if imanu, but to know that it's ach ve'rak, at the end of the day, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the soda hatzlacha, that's the secret of Nerot Chanukah. That light of Chanukah can stay with us. Even though we stopped lighting the Chanukah, tonight there's no more menorah. But that lighting of menorah, that vision of Histaklut Klapei HaBore, should continue with us in our hearts all throughout the entire year of Emunah and Bitachon Babore Yidbarach. Avichanan Avalakashe Omer Atzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Lizakot Et Yisrael, Lefichach Erba Lahem Torah Mitzvot Sheneemar, Adonai Hafetz Lemaan Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Yidgadah, Yidgadah.